Welcome to everyone. Any reflections? Yes, please. Very good, yeah. I will be answering, you know, but little bit introduction to new people. So, so we are reading a book called Yog Vasishth. And in this book, Ram is talking to his teacher, Vasishth. Basically, you know, there is life being expressed, you know, like life, nature of life is to express, you know, like, you know, everything you see, plants, you know, growing up, flowers coming, our body is growing, and then another also nature of life is to turn into potential, you know, like seed, you know, like it's also nature of life. And generally, from silence we understand, like from silence we understand to be in potential, you know, as seed, you know, like. But that is also not unexpressed life. That is also its potential to be expressed. And here Ram is asking question, you know, beyond this, you know, like we have to really keep in mind, you know, that there is like life expressing, you know, kind of. And then there is potential to be expressed, but that is also within the realm of expression, you know, like potential. Certainly, seed is waiting to be expressed, but still within the realm of expression, you know, is not silence actually. And Ram's questioning is beyond these two realms, you know, kind of. So, like considering that, you know, it will be kind of, you know, helpful to understand, you know, what Ram means when he is talking about silence, you know, not when we go to sleep, you know, it's silence certainly, but in the morning we are again fresh to express. Kind of, you know, like from this silence, what comes is, you know, freshness to express, you know, to be expressed. So not that kind of silence, you know, he's talking about. So in this book, Ram is really questioning not about expressed life, but life beyond expression, you know, those kind of questions he's asking. And certainly his teacher is trying to, I think, answers cannot be given to these kind of questions, but something can be pointed out so that one can understand oneself. You know? Like there is possibility that one understands by oneself, and some pointers can be made for that. So this is like this is what is going on between Ram and his teacher Vasishtha. Ram is really questioning from that kind of depth, where is not, his questions are also not to be potential, you know. And generally, like that is for us, you know, kind of like not expression. So this is kind of like dialogue, you know, which is going on in this book. And certainly many times, you know, because of my expression, you know, because of my, you know, Hindi accent, Hindi-English accent, you know, maybe you really don't understand, you know, what I mean. So please, you know, ask as many times as you want. Please disturb me, you know, try to disturb me, and I think I will not be disturbed, you know, so just to, you know, for your information. So so if anyone has any questions, like, you know, so far. Realm, yeah, like the realm means what will be other? Sphere, yeah, sphere, you understand?
Kind of like a place, but not
exactly. No, like the, you know,
Yeah.
Like the region of the...
Yeah, the region of kind of...
Area of,
yeah. Like something, yeah. So now coming to, like, your question. You know, certainly, like, you know, what you are describing, you know, that is the nature of us, you know. Sometimes we really ride, you know, on... like very bright, ride on that, and very, very clear. And others, like other times, we fall and kind of, you know. And because it's like the spiritual life, you know, it's like very unseen, you know, kind of. You keep on doing and nothing happens. So, like, I can really relate to that, and I can only suggest that please keep on, don't be tired off, and, you know, I think, yeah, dancing will happen, kind of like, you know, the not only body dancing, you know, heart dancing, and, you know, everything dancing. So certainly, you know, that is for sure. But of course, like when the other feeling come, you know, also not to beat up yourself, because that is the nature, you know, that's how we go, you know, like we kind of, if you watch a child learning walking, you know, walks, falls down, walks, you know. Next time is 2 steps, you know. First time maybe even half a step. And then again falls, and kind of, you know. So I think, you know, that is the way we learn somehow. So just, you know, not be tired, keep on. Yes, please. You know, because like, you know, the realm of potential means still expression. And like many times, like we just make this kind of like, you know, misunderstanding that realm of potential is silence. But it's not really silence, you know, it's not like the kind of like what life is. So.
But you were saying earlier that in the silence you can come to understand potential.
Yeah.
Can you say something more about that?
Yeah, like kind of because potential, you know, it is still not expressed. So maybe like when we are in silence, you know, something of that can come, you know, like in silence, you know, suddenly without expressing, you know, expressions can be made in silence, kind of like things, you know, like as you know, something really blossoms. So some that way, kind of. Kailash, yeah.
Sorry, Kailash. Are you saying that there is a layer that is even deeper? We're not even.
Yeah.
The expression comes in any. It's below potential.
Below potential, you know.
Okay.
Like, you know, that kind of like, you know, that kind of, you know, somehow we really have to fall in that, in this below potential to kind of to really know what we are trying to know, kind of, or, you know, whatever, you know, however, you, yeah. Because falling in potential means still, you know, the kind of, you know, the bed is same, you know. It's like same bed, you know. Like, you know, this bed I can sit and talk, I can also sleep. It's no different in the bed, kind of. So. Yes, please. No, you don't miss. But like, you know, realm of potential means like you see seed, like when you see seed of a plant or seed of something, there is no expression in it. You know, it's like very quiet. Unless, you know, you are not giving earth, water and sun. So then it expresses. Yeah, you know, because like I was saying, like generally, like when we say seek, so then we seek like the silence of potential, you know. You know, there is a silence, you know, like when seed is seed, there is like a pause. It's no plant coming, no leaf coming. There is also that kind of silence, you know. And we really have to dig deeper silence, you know. That's what I'm kind of trying to point out. We really have to dig more deeper silence. Yeah. You think? Yeah. Like, you know, put it, like there is like a expressed life and then there is potential life. But both are like, you know, what Ram is kind of like pointing, it's not these two things, you know, it's kind of beyond this. Yes, please. Is not Sai.
Yes.
Yeah. You know, like Sai can be within potential and within expression. It's still Sai. And beyond that is not Sai, you know. It's kind of it's just a smiling face. Yeah.
Who can fall there? You're saying fall beyond.
Yeah, like, you know, I think some Sai, you know, somebody called Sai will.
What is this Sai word?
His name is Sai.
Oh.
Now I'm really happy for it.
Huh?
Now I'm really happy for it.
Okay, good, yeah. Lilaji.
Would you say that this realm of, like, let's say, before potential, it's actually, it's not really before, it's like everywhere. It's also inside the temple and inside
expression.
Expression.
Yeah. You know, like that. That is like that is where, you know, everything kind of comes, you know. So yeah, like, so like, you know, when, like, you know, if I'm looking for, you know, this potential, so that means I'm not looking for from where everything comes. So kind of, yeah, you know, certainly, like, without that, you know, potential or expression cannot be.
Yeah.
Like, that is the ground, you know. Yeah. So, really looking for ground.
In the looking, it can never be found, is it? Because looking is an action.
It's yeah, but kind of, you know, it's like really, it's really some controversy there, you know. Yeah, you know, it's like, it's beyond my understanding, you know.
But still it happens.
It happens, you know, by look, like only, you know, like so far, you know, I really don't know. Like anybody who has not looked and fall there. You know, I have no example so far. And this is why, kind of, you know, it's really mystery, you know. Like,
you said, has not looked and fallen.
Yeah, like, you know, like some without looking, somebody really falling there. You know, I have no, historically, I have no evidence. So, no, you know, I think, you know, nobody has done more than him, you know, like 24 years of looking. But that was like the death experience, you know,
yeah,
which is translated like, you know, like this very wrong translation about his life, because that is like a death experience, and that made him to be on path and continue 24 years without caring for his food, you know. I think in this, in last century and this century, nobody has done more than him. Yeah. Yeah, like that really provoked him to fall on the path, to walk on the path. And like so absorbed way, you know, without caring for his food, without caring for his clothes, you know, that if somebody brought, ate, otherwise, you know. So I think, you know, Ramana Maharshi is like, you know, like who, it's like actually like people who really has written, like they really don't understand, you know. So they say he was enlightened when he was 17. But like somebody being enlightened, why will practice? You know, this is my question, you know. Like why will keep on practicing? And in some point, not practice, you know. So Ram has been asking questions to Vasishtha, and like I'm skipping a little bit, you know, Leniji, because, you know, he's kind of like same kind of questions, and coming to like the last sloka of his questions and then answering answer from Valmiki. So last sloka is it uktavan malasit karabhiramo ramo mahattar vikar vikas cheta tushrim babhu purato mahatam ghananam kokaramam sram sad vanil kantha. So because Ram has been questioning like very, very genuinely, you know, like very, very genuine. Certainly, even on the face, like you really can see that, you know, like when question comes from a very, very genuine place, then, so saying that really, Ram's face looked you can say good looking, you know. And mahattar vikar vikas cheta, and really looking forward for you know, like some another kind of expression, looking forward to express differently. And like that, he really became quiet. And as if somebody longing for, like really longing for water, and stands under the clouds. Under the clouds, you know, possibility. So, like, what he means to say, that probably he really can feel that his teacher can sour on him, you know, like, you know, in that kind of like a acceptance. And Shram Sadiv Neelkantha. And certainly like not in a no, I can ask in a begging way, you know, like I can ask so that I don't have to make effort, you know, like in a begging way. And here he's saying, not in a begging way, shram, you know, like he really felt that teacher can sour, but with the readiness to make enough effort, you know, like shram sadhi, like so that I can make, he can make effort what is needed, but certainly help can come from teacher, you know, in that kind of like, with that kind of attitude, he really kept quiet, you know, with that kind of energetic attitude. And now Valmiki answering, he's saying, Vadat evam mano moha vinivrattikaram vacha rame rajiv patrakche tasmin rajkumar ke. Ram spoke those words who really the words which really can help to you know, I can speak in a way that I am greedy for words, you know, like, kind of, I can put my questions in a way that I'm only needing words. And here he's saying, like, Ram really put his questions in a way where Ram is not needing words, you know, like he needs something else. So he really put his questions in that way. And you know, like energetically, that is like a very different, you know, like you really can see that is like very different energetic attitude. So that's what he's describing. He's saying, like, certainly people who can see, they can see this very different attitude of energy, like really happy to do whatever needed. Also happy to be guided, you know, kind of like both things, you know, not really begging way.
Mm-hmm. I get a little confused. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you say as if Ram is talking to Balmiti,
mm-hmm.
and Balmiti answers, and sometimes you say that you're Vashishtha.
Vashishtha, yeah. You know, actually, book is written by Balmiki.
Okay.
So sometimes, you know, he brings his name. Uh-huh. Other time, you know, like he brings, you know, like book actually is written by Balmiki. So sometimes, you know, it's kind of, you know, it's again unedited. So sometimes, you know, his name comes in. Sometimes Basist comes in.
But historically, are they thought to be two different people?
Yeah, they are two different people. Because Basist is the historically teacher of, you know, like the family teacher of Ram. And Balmiki is the writer of this book. Yeah. So they are two different, yeah. सर्वे बभू तत्र तथा विस्मयोत फुल्लोचना भिन्नांबरा देहरूर हैर गिरह श्रोतुम इव धुरई. एंड एवरीबडी हु वाज assembled there, who was there, really kind of wondered about the way Ram question, you know, like the way question came to Ram. Everybody really felt, you know, like eyes more open, you know, like in that kind of really, and really wanted to listen what will be said, kind of like really happy to listen what will come. Virag vasana past samast bhava vasana muhurt अमृतम मोधीव चीव लुलिता इव. एंड लाइक एवरीबडी फेल्ट इन ए स्पेस ऑफ kind of not desiring for, but being open, you know, so that nectar can be dropped, like, you know, not from a desirous place, but from open place, so that nectar can be dropped, you know, like some kind of like not in a you know, like if you are desiring for, then maybe a drop of water you translate as drop of nectar. Like, you know, desire has quickness. Like, you really want to kind of like you can be fool yourself with desire, but with openness you cannot. Like when nectar will fall, then only, like until nectar has not fallen, you will wait, kind of. So this is kind of, this is what he's referring, you know, like really not the from the place of desire, but from place of openness, so that nectar can fall in, you know, in like, you know, different attitude.
This is the attitude to this practice.
Attitude to the?
To his practice.
Yeah, certainly. Kind of like, you know, the attitude is, you know, like say in practice, if attitude of desire is not there, then we keep on as long as it takes, you know. There is no kind of time limit, you know. And as soon as desire comes, you know, we make a frame, you know, like, okay, I'm going to practice 6 months, you know. And within 6 months, I'm going to get enlightened, kind of get enlightened, something like that. You know, like the whole realm of time and whole realm of mind falls together.
What about when some of you say, okay, I'll practice until I'm enlightened?
Yes.
Like, didn't Buddha say?
Yes.
I'll sit here until I'm enlightened.
Yeah, but that is the attitude, you know. Just I will be open.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, until you know that happens, kind of. It's not like a my frame, you know. It's the frame of life, like, you know, within the frame of life, when it will come to me, I will accept. Not within my frame, you know. Like there is like my frame and there is the frame of life. So when I say, you know, I will practice until I'm enlightened, that means I am in the frame of life. And when I say, I will practice 6 months, so I am in the frame of mind, kind of like my frame. Yeah.
Isn't also accepting the fact that you might not be enlightened?
You know, certainly like...
I'm thinking of the way to get out of this desire.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, like, you know, if that acceptance is not there, then you will not give as much time, you know, as needed, you know, because then you will, like, you know, like within that, when you say, you know, I will continue as long as it takes, means, you know, could be that it doesn't happen, you know, like that is included in that, you know, in that.
Well, I was just going to comment, would it be helpful to say then it's more like a process than a project?
Yeah, certainly, yeah. You know, I think, you know, it's a better way to say, you know, kind of like it's certainly a process than a project, yeah, of course. So I'm skipping a little bit because it's like the, you know, it's like very true because, like, you know, it's those kind of like somehow these dialogues happens in connectivity, you know, in kind of like in togetherness. So of course he's describing that, you know, the birds there and kind of like, because certainly everyone has to feel, you know, like somewhere on some level. So that's what he's describing, like, you know, all the people, including birds, and they were really somehow connected to this questioning. And Siddhai Nabhas Charaischaiva Tatha Gandharva Kinnarai Narad Vyas Pula Pramukhai Nipungavai. And also another thing, like when like this very connected dialogue happens, then many energy fields also happen to be there. So also is describing that, of course, many energy fields also were present. And
when you were talking about the Buddha, it brought to mind something that we were talking about on the last retreat, on the subject of harshness in the practice. So, when you were sitting under the tree, the night that you got enlightened, so when he sat down, of course, he didn't know that he was going to get enlightened in the morning. He didn't know how long it was going to take. And according to the text, he sat down with a firm determination that he was going to sit there and not get up, not leave the spot until he got enlightened. Would you say that's an example of harshness in the practice?
No. No. It's like a kind of really, you know, the life kind of joining Buddha. Not harshness, you know. Maybe harshness he was doing before, not eating. Kind of, no, he realized that, you know, like little before, that if he is not able to cross this river, you know, like because of harshness, you know, because he was not eating, fasting, and not able to cross like a small river, you know. And then he realized that, you know, this is not the way, you know. I cannot do it through this mind way. I really have to find something else to support me. And I think this statement was coming from the life behind, that I am going to sit here until, you know, like not in a harsh way, really in a continued way. Kind of. Like really from a very different place.
But if he hadn't got enlightened that next morning, then he would have just sat there until he started starving and started wasting away.
You know, I think it's not possible not to get enlightened, you know. Because it's like when you really allow spring, you know, to come up. Like, you know, there, like before this, like, you know, harsh means like really using spring. Like spring, you know, engaging spring. And because the instrument who is engaging spring is not that continue, you know, cannot continue that much, that long. Like the instrument of mind really cannot continue forever. So then certainly you use the spring water, but through the mind. And harshness can only be through the mind. And when you just allow spring to reach you, then it's like very different story. Yeah.
So sooner or later the mind has to come to an end.
Like mind has to kind of drop, you know, like somewhere mind has to really find that my limits are limited.
And it will also.
Certainly, you know, like some point, you know, kind of, you know, like it's, some point it has to do that. So I have to skip a lot, you know, because now I'm coming and तस्य व्यास तनुजस्य मलमात्रोप मार्जनम यथोपयुक्तम तेराम ता वदेव उपयुज्यते। सो वाल्मीकि इज सेइंग दैट आई एम गोइंग टू टेल यू थ्रू ए स्टोरी, यू नो, ए स्टोरी एंड listening that maybe you understand, you know, like he's saying, maybe you understand. Ge meten vigyat masesen miniswara muniswara sudante smai na yadbhoga roga iv sumedhase. And really understanding what like he's saying, like what I mean you to understand, you know, not what you mean to understand. Like understanding that what I mean you to understand. And certainly with that understanding like you know, everything will fall in its place, kind of, you know, like everything, there will be no longer like pulse anymore, you know, like everything will be attuned, like really coming from within. वासना तानवम राम मोक्ष इति उच्यते बुधै पदार्थ वासना दाढ्यम बंध इति अभिधीयते। एंड लाइक व्हेन पीपल हु नो दे से when all pulls are dissolved, that is what is the state of liberation, you know, like when nothing pulls you, that is what is the state of liberation. And as long as pulls pull you, like you will be called being tied, you know, like being kind of like within the realm of expression or potential. Back in a few minutes. स्वात्म तत्व अभिगमनम भवति प्रायसो नृणाम मुने विषय वैरस्य कदर्था उपजायते। So, saying like how to really fall in like in this ground from where expression and potential come, and like how that happens, I'm going to speak now. He's saying, "Samyak pasyat yas tagyum gyat geya sapandita na swadante baladev yasmai bhoga mahatmani." And like when pulls have no power to pull you, kind of like certainly you could allow those things to happen, but it's not from the pulls. Like he's saying, like when somebody is not pulled by pulls, but certainly like, you know, from life that can happen, you know, like certainly having body, you know, person will eat and all those things. And samyak pasyat. And like situation brought to life is the situation, you know, like there is acceptance of that. And gyat geya, what needs to be understood is understood. So saying like, you know, that is the place like a place of liberation, and all liberated people say so, kind of, you know, they refer that this is the place of liberation. Yasah prabhritti nam yasmai hetu naiv bina puna bhuvi bhoga narojante सजीवन मुक्त उच्यते। also somebody who is not inspired to be recognized, also like a no reason other than inner expression. Like it's pulling out and pleasures of life cannot pull. So saying sajivan mukta uchite, that is what is the state of liberation. Geyam yavan vigyatam tavatta van jayate visayesu atir jantor marubhume lata yatha. And what needs to understood is understood. And all pulls of life are as a creeper in desert without water, you know, like it's really died. So when that kind of state happens, you know, that is the state of liberation. Vairagya? Yeah, you know, Vairagya means like actually like when you really kind of like when you find your way, like Vairagya means is like a, yeah, you know, like somehow really the things which have been pulling you, they don't pull anymore, and you really look another direction. So that is Vairagya means. From the Vairagya? Yeah.
The first part.
Like here he is describing the liberated state, like so far.
Which is part of it is Vairagya?
Yeah, this is like Vairagya Prakrani. Yeah, that, you know, that is Vairagya.
Uh-huh. To make it really concrete, when you pull a couple of pounds of pull, I can understand, like if you say, but if there's no chai, okay. No problem. But what about if the body is literally dying of thirst? I mean, the body really needs water.
Yeah.
Would even that pull? Because normally, when we really, really do need water, it's an enormously strong pull within us.
Yeah.
We have to go and find some water.
Yeah, yeah.
Or food if you're hungry. But is it then that even that pool has no longer any power? So if there is no water, there's just no water.
You know, like if water is kind of like nearby, you know, like, you know, if like, you know, if you can get,
yeah,
you know, it's like a need of the body.
Well, yeah, but if one cannot get, would one then accept?
Yeah, certainly, you know, like if, you know, if it is not, then it is not.
So that is like, I'm asking this question, is that the real meaning of, or like the deeper meaning of that the pool have no power to pull.
Yeah.
Even if it's something really quite extreme. Even
yeah.
So, it's no
yeah. It's no kind of no. Yeah.
Okay.
Like acceptance is enough. No, like okay. If it is not, then it is not. Kind of, yeah. अतेव हि विज्ञात गेयम् विद्धि रघुद्वहम् यदेनम् रंजयन्त्येता नरम्या भोग भूमया. So what needs to be understood or needs to be fallen in, he's saying, that is beyond like expression and potential of life, like that really has to be sought beyond expression and potential of life, somewhere like very, 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 very deep. Ramo yadant arjanat tat vastittu ev sanmukhat akarne chit visrant mapnut ev Muniswara. And Ram what have to be understood from within you? That he's saying like chitta visranti, that really comes from from the like in yoga, like, you know, definition of yoga is like yoga chitta vrittir nirodha. Similar thing is saying here. Chitta visranti, like when all expressions are ceased, you know, when your base of mind is not signaling, you know, is really signalless. There is no signals to outer realm. And only then that will be understood, you know, like he's saying, like all the realized ones say so, that only when expressive way of life is off, like without making it off, you know, like it's like I can push, but my pushing will be through the expression, you know, like I can push, but that is through the expression. So it's saying like when all the, you know, ceased really, and even effort of ceasing is not there. It's saying like only then what you are looking for, that will happen. So somehow same kind of definition here as in yoga, like yoga chitta vritti nirodha, and here he's saying chitta visranti, like really resting, you know, without any signals to towards expression. Visranti means like really rest, really resting, but like, you know, resting to rest, you know, kind of like generally resting is to express, not that. Visranti means like really resting to rest, you know, and more rest, kind of like that way. So if there is anything to talk, please feel welcome.
Because you said, you gave an example, you said I can push through expressing.
No, because like if I know, like, you know, if by reading, say, Vasishtha, I know that, you know, being in rest is the way. So from that alone, like I can engage myself to be in rest, but that rest will not work because it's still my effort is within the realm of expression, you know. So, like, that's why they say visranti, you know, and also in yoga they say nirodha, like really when it ceases itself, you know, without any somebody to cease, kind of. Yeah, you know. Yeah, you know, certainly, like, you know, just the quietness, you know.
Because expression can just sprout spontaneously, and then it's not
good. Yeah, you know, because, you know, from the, not from me, but from somewhere, you know, certainly expressions will come, but yeah.
And then it's not interfering with Vishranti.
No. It's like out of rest, you know. Kind of like you are.
But when the rest is involved, even a little bit, with some kind of intention, then it will not work.
Yeah, it will not work. Yes, please.
Could you substitute expression with the word mind?
With the word mind? Yeah, we can say, yeah, like that. Yeah. You know, it's like, yeah, it's not, you know, like, because we really rest that way, you know, every day. We sleep that way every day. But kind of, we don't fall in this space. This is space, what is. So certainly, you know. Yeah.
Thank you.
if there is no more I who wants or doesn't want.
Yeah. You know, if no more I, then how can want, how can not exactly. want?
Bus.
Yes, please.
If we try to fall, as you say, wherever, sort of beyond these realms, what's the purpose then of using my mind to analyze where I am, what I'm doing, how I get somewhere, how I become?
Yeah, yeah.
How I move on the way.
Yeah, yeah. You know, because like, you know, yeah, you know, it's little contradiction, but like, you know, the way of analyzing, like, really gives little rest to mind. You know, like, actually, it's very difficult to do directly, you know. It's like, it seems like really very direct, but seeing the nature of life, it's like really, it's not easy. So all these kind of like, all, you know, analyzing everything really helps little to be little less, to be little less. You know, it's like a whittling, you know, like it's whittling something and then some point, you know, like this happens. No, at all, you know, like, you know, analyzing is not bad, because like that's how you find some rest, you know, at least some rest. And slowly this some rest could be kind of like a pool, you know, like a bigger rest, yeah. So, yes, Derek G.
It's just the way the game's set up, isn't it?
Just the way?
The game's set up.
Yeah. You know, that is the way we really set up our game. Yeah. Yes.
So do we have to go in all our lifetimes? Do we have to go through all pleasures and pains life can offer before they cease? Or is there a shortcut?
You know, I think there is a shortcut.
Oh,
you know.
Yeah?
Yeah, you can just knowingly ignore them.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just the pains or pleasures?
You know, also like, you know, like the pains, you know, we ignore anyway, you know. Pains we kind of like without any teaching, without any teacher, we try to. But I think pleasures, you know, have to be kind of.
And what's the trick?
You know, really knowing their limit.
But this knowing comes not through having lived through it already.
Also.
Also.
Know, yeah. You know, like some, you know, you live, you know, like you need not to eat whole plate of chilies, you know.
One is enough.
Yeah. Something like that.
Okay. But what do you have to eat before you know?
Yeah, you know, I think, you know, that is not good. Good example, you know. I think, you know, with sweets you will, you know, 2-3 at least. maybe some quiet time for a few minutes.